There's been a lot of people leaving high income tax states because they just can't handle it financially anymore, leaving from California to Texas, a zero income tax state. So what would that cost? Well, we'll punch in these numbers. Same truck, same everything, leaving, but I'll just actually not from San Francisco. Let's do leaving from Sacramento, California, which is a beautiful city, most of it, and then move in Austin, Texas. I was just there a little bit less than a year ago. And Austin, Texas is a beautiful city. It's a fun city. I can see why everyone wants to move there, and no income taxes. So leaving from Sacramento, California, to Austin, Texas, 26-foot truck, it would cost you to rent it for 2 days, $4,315. Now, flip the script, leaving from Austin to Sacramento, same truck, $1,078. So the theory is that there's a lot more trucks being left at Austin, and so they're giving you an incentive to not drop it off there because they don't want to take those trucks back to Sacramento. And it gives you an idea that there's not a balanced relationship. It appears that a lot more people are leaving California for Texas than vice versa.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast. And today's episode is called the U-Haul Phenomenon. I was talking to a listener and good friend and client a couple weeks ago about the movement that I've been reading about in the news or listening to in the news or seeing on the news about this mass exodus out of high income tax states such as California and New Jersey. And he was mentioning how a fun tool is to go on to like uhaul.com and look at prices moving from city to city and then take the inverse of it and look at instead of from, for example, San Francisco, California to Reno, Nevada, look at what the price is from Reno, Nevada to San Francisco, California, and look at the discrepancy. And that can give you a good idea of where people are moving from and to. So I will get to that and we'll go through a fun calculations, but I wanted to talk about a few more things before I talked about the U-Haul phenomenon. In episodes 36 and 37, this was almost 2 years ago, I was talking about the power to tax is the power to destroy. And looking at all the information that's been talked about in the news, California, I mean, obviously a lot of states have been just devastated. They're already pretty in trouble financially, a lot of them, prior to COVID-19. And then now what's occurred has just been devastating to a lot of states, especially states like California. And what a beautiful state California is. I mean, my gosh, from Southern California to Northern California, it's such a beautiful state. But when you look at the rules and the laws, it's very, very hard, in my opinion, to start a company, run a company. The barrier to entry is pretty difficult. It's one thing to be a specialist of what you do and then want to take that and run and be an entrepreneur and run a company. But then when you see all the rules and regulation, it's just a lot of overhead, a lot of expense. And just it's just with more rules, it's easier to make a mistake and get in trouble. So I was reading about a couple weeks ago Forbes, and I'll put the hyperlink on the show notes. Forbes is talking about how California legislators are proposing a 0.4% wealth tax plus a 16.8% income tax rate. Now, if you've got wealth and you've worked hard, most have, some have inherited, but most have really worked hard to create the money they have, they've produced, they've created, and you're being told, especially if you're near the retirement or you're financially independent, financially free, that you're going to potentially have your income taxes raised. I mean, take it from 13.3% to 16.8%, it's over a 23% increase. It's a hike. I mean, it's pretty substantial. And so how much pain can you endure before you finally say, you know what, I hate to leave this state, but I'm out of here because I just can't handle this opportunity cost anymore. And one of the fastest ways and to create more certainty, and doing it with certainty, I should say, to increasing more use of your money today, creating a way wealthier tomorrow, is to eliminate opportunity costs or substantially reduce them. And income taxes are a huge opportunity cost. And when all of a sudden, in addition, I shouldn't say, I'm not aware of this becoming law yet, but it is an idea, it's a bill being proposed that all of a sudden now you're being told that you're going to get on top of paying all those income taxes every year, that you saved money, you've created more equity. Now you're going to get taxed on that net worth. And per this article, they're indicating that's going to be for people worth having a net worth over $30 million. But once you get a bill like this passed into law, it doesn't take much more work to take it from $30 million down to $20 million, down to $10 million, down to $5 million, down to $1 million. I mean, New Jersey, I believe several years ago, created the millionaire's tax. And there's a mass exodus per the news out of that state as well. You can only take so much from people and producers before they just leave. And so I've been reading it and to try to look at the data on it, government data. And but when I was talking to my friend about, he was mentioning the U-Haul, you know, you looking at the expense with U-Haul, I was like, gosh, I got to share this with all the listeners. This would be just a fun story to share. And then everyone can go out and go onto the website. And I wish U-Haul is paying me something to endorse their website. They're not paying me a penny, but it's a fun, I shouldn't call it a calculator, but because my vocabulary is limited right now, I'm just going to call it a calculator. It's just a fun way to see rates versus trying to go to a site like United Van. You have to put in all these zip codes. So I just prefer U-Haul's website better to get an idea on differences in prices. So let's go to U-Haul. So what I'm going to do is just get an idea. I know San Francisco, talking to some clients that live in the Bay Area. San Francisco used to be such a beautiful city, and I look forward to getting it back to what used to be, and hopefully with different leadership down the road, in my opinion. But San Francisco, get an idea coming out of San Francisco. We'll run some prices. So I'm looking right now to see what it costs from leaving San Francisco, California to Reno, Nevada. Looking at a 26-foot truck, which they say is about the equivalent of a three-bedroom home to a four-bedroom home and belongings. September 14th, San Francisco, California to Reno, it would cost $1,128 to go from San Fran to Reno. Now let's look at it the opposite situation. What would it cost to move from Reno to San Francisco? Same truck, same mileage, same everything, just leaving from, instead of going, you're changing from to two and two to from. So at the pickup location in Reno, Nevada, and drop-off location in San Francisco, California, it is $128. So just go over the numbers. From San Fran to Reno, $1,128. And for almost just a little bit more than a tenth of the price, from Reno to San Francisco, $128. That's just crazy. And so what's happening? Well, a lot more U-Haul trucks are leaving San Fran to Reno. I mean, that's the theory. So a lot of people are moving out. And so I know from reading through reports and listening to the news, there's been a lot of, what a shocker, there's been a lot of people leaving high income tax states because they just can't handle it financially anymore, leaving from California to Texas, a zero income tax state. So what would that cost? Well, we'll punch in these numbers. Same truck, same everything, leaving, but I'll just actually not from San Francisco. Let's do leaving from Sacramento, California, which is a beautiful city, most of it, and then move in Austin, Texas. I was just there a little bit less than a year ago. And Austin, Texas is a beautiful city. It's a fun city. I can see why everyone wants to move there, and no income taxes. So leaving from Sacramento, California, Austin, Texas, 26-foot truck. It would cost you to rent it for 2 days, $4,315. Now, flip the script, leaving from Austin to Sacramento, same truck, $1,078. So the theory is that there's a lot more trucks being left at Austin, and so they're giving you an incentive to not drop it off there because they don't want to take those trucks back to Sacramento. And it gives you an idea that there's not a balanced relationship. It appears that a lot more people are leaving California for Texas than vice versa. And you look at the opportunity costs of such a high taxation environment, especially after the recent tax cuts a few years ago during the Trump administration, which benefited a lot of families. Their income taxes went down. It simplified the tax code for like 90%+ of families. Instead of doing itemized deductions, just did the flat deduction because it was way easier and it was a greater deduction. However, if you're a high income earner in states like New York, New Jersey, California, for example, and there is a pretty substantial limit on the state income tax deduction on your federal income taxes. And so for those, pretty painful. And so you can see a huge incentive to move from these high tax states. And so just instead of just reading the news and waiting for government data, it's pretty nice just to go using just simple supply and demand and going onto a website like uhaul.com, just getting kind of an idea, and this is what you can do for fun, seeing what rates look like. It's like, gosh, man, I wonder what it costs to rent a U-Haul truck from this city to this city. And it kind of gives you a good pulse where people are moving from and to. And that's it for the show. I hope that this was a 5-star episode and I provided value for you, a lot of value for you, and it was fun. If this was not a 5-star episode, please let me know. I want to hear from you so I know how to make it a 5-star episode. Please send me an email to info@greenfi.com. That email address is in my show notes. And also reach out to me via email, or you can always go on to my website, engineeroffinance.com, and schedule time to talk with me, give some feedback. But I'd love to know if there's anything you'd like me to discuss, any topics that you'd like me to bring up. And then also, I just want to know how I can keep improving. I mean, if there's certain words I'm saying that resonate with you, please let me know. If there's certain phrases and words that I keep saying that drive you nuts, please let me know. I want to improve, and I'll start eliminating some of those words, or if I'm too repetitive, whatever, just let me know. I want this show to be a 5-star show, 5-star episode, and I want to create more and more value to everyone listening. One last thing is I mentioned about a month ago, I announced the Green Machine Investor Club. This is for accredited investors where I can provide on a more direct communication and a warm relationship where I can go over different ideas or different concepts that are out there for accredited investors only. Please go to click on that link schedule a time and talk to me, and we can see if you can qualify to be part of the Green Machine Investor Club. And anyone listening to the show, if you have any questions or have any need help, I'm always here to help. Please don't hesitate to reach out. You can go to my website, engineeroffinance.com, and schedule a 15-minute time to talk for a little bit and on anything and everything to see what I can do to help you take the next step forward and improve your finances, enjoy the use of your money more, and create a way wealthier tomorrow. Thank you. I look forward to our next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.